And now, members of the California State Legislature and my fellow Californians, it is my honor to introduce the governor of the great state of California, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Thank you, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody.
The California way, touted by Governor Newsom, is his way, not the people's way. The opinions of those in power carry the most weight as citizens' concerns are eclipsed. By Katie Grimes, March 10, 2022. Published by California Globe. At California Governor Gavin Newsom's State of the State address Tuesday, he touted California leading the way on several hot-button issues, calling it the California way. But are these issues near and dear to California voters' hearts, or agendas favored by politicians in power and the special interests they are obligated to? Here is what Newsom said about climate change.
And you consider this, our nation-leading climate investments, some $38 billion, will ensure that other innovations will surely follow, not by recreating the 20th century, by extracting more oil, but by extracting new ideas, drilling for new talent, by running our economy on a carbon-free engine. That's the California way.
Now, poll after poll shows voters rank climate change far down the list of important issues. This is a command and control issue created by the United Nations and favored by politicians and unelected bureaucrats that really only diminishes quality of life. What have Californians gotten in return for this $38 billion investment? It's been a redistribution of wealth from businesses, job creators, and workers to government programs and connected non-governmental organizations. It's coercion, it's a massive tax on the productive, and a windfall for the connected. And for the last 15 years of climate change fear porn, it is natural for the planet to warm and cool, as it has since Earth formed around 4.6 billion years ago. As for man's impact on changing climate, there may be some evidence beginning in the Industrial Revolution and going forward, but innovation is responsible for many corrections, specifically addressing pollution. As for rising temperatures, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration was caught a few years ago making repeated adjustments to its data, lowering previously measured temperatures to show cooler weather in the past, and raising more recent temperatures to show warming in the recent present, all to create a data illusion of ever-rising temperatures to match the increase in CO2 in the Earth's atmosphere since the mid-1800s, Investors.com reported in 2018. If the theory is legitimate, there is no need to falsify the data. Here's Governor Newsom on illegal immigration and entitlements.
And this year, with your support, we will do something no other state in America has done, provide health for all, regardless of immigration status. That's the California way.
While most Californians understand why so many come to California from third world countries and do it outside of confounding U.S. immigration laws, illegal immigration is a significant drain on the state economy, especially as Governor Newsom and the legislature continue to pass entitlement bills for those in the country illegally, regardless of immigration status. Libertarian economist Milton Friedman warned that the United States cannot have open borders and an extensive welfare state. It is one thing to have free immigration to jobs. It is another to have free immigration to welfare. And you cannot have both. And Friedman was markedly pro-immigration. Governor Newsom teased solutions to the exploding crime rate in California.
But we're also investing hundreds of millions in new programs to tackle the root causes of crime, doubling down on proven violence prevention programs. That is the California way.
Of course, Democrat politicians and radical activists have spent the last 3 years calling for defunding the police. Combine that with the impacts of Proposition 47, passed by misinformed voters in 2014, and flagrantly titled the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, reduced a host of felonies to misdemeanors, including drug crimes, date rape, and all thefts under $950, even for repeat offenders who steal every day. Prop 47 threw the baby out with the bathwater and caused a reverse effect. We know the root causes of crime, and they are nothing social workers will prevent on a 911 call. Notably, on Tuesday, the Assembly Public Safety Committee heard and killed Assembly Bill 1599 by Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, Republican Granite Bay, which sought to repeal Proposition 47, one of the root causes of increasing crime in the state. This is a difficult issue because public safety has become an either-or issue. Incarceration can reduce crime in some areas, but most work release programs and furloughs have all but been tossed out. Actual rehabilitation is just semantics, as opposed to being a sentencing requirement. A state can be tough on heinous and violent crime, but judicious and practical on drug crimes and low-level offenses, keeping an eye on rehabilitation and restitution. These are the discussions the governor should be having with the legislature. Governor Newsom on California's failing public education.
Even say the word gay. I'm talking about real transformation of our public education system, like we're doing right here in the state of California, by creating choices, real choices for parents, and unprecedented support for their kids, a whole new grade, transitional kindergarten for all. Nine hours of enrichment a day with true universal before and after school programs. Expanded summer school, universal nutritious meals, millions of new child savings account, and free community college. That's the California way.
This has the potential of creating cradle-to-grave indoctrination centers. Transitional kindergarten for all is preschool, and 9 hours a day with before and after school programs is a lot of time away from parents for such young children. A real choice would be giving parents school vouchers so they could send their children to any school, public or private, charter or homeschool. More failing government schools may be a boon to the California Teachers Association, but not for school-aged kids or parents. A majority of parents, regardless of socioeconomic status, prefer to keep young children at home, unless they need the daycare. Universal preschool, now called transitional kindergarten, has never been high on the list of priorities for Californians. Governor Newsom on California leading the way.
Look, I think all of us at least here can agree to this, that people have always looked to California for inspiration. And now in the midst of so much turmoil with the stacking of stresses and dramatic social and economic change, California is doing what we've done for generations, lighting out the territory ahead of the rest, expanding the horizon of what's possible.
The rest of the country is not waiting for California to light the way. The rest of the country is incensed that so many Californians are fleeing our state and relocating in theirs. As I tweeted to the governor during his speech, "Hate to break it to you, Governor, but the rest of the country is not impressed with the California way."